citizen from there, Africa.
Right.
Saudi Arabia expresses desire to join the BRICS family.
Now,
oh my. Folks, you ought to be. You ought to be gasping for air right now.
Yeah, well, I told you earlier today, I said, did you hear this yet? And you were like dumbfounded.
I was. BRICS as in Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa.
Right. So President Cyril Ramaphosa has confirmed that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, now he's the president of South Africa, has confirmed the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has expressed a desire to join Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa family. Now, this is a financial coalition, folks. The president concluded his state visit to the kingdom, confident that both countries have cemented their continued bilateral cooperation and consolidated their strategic partnership. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the Republic of South Africa, Sultan An Akare, was also in attendance for some of the bilateral meetings between the two countries. Ramaphosa visited Saudi Arabia at the invitation of the custodian of the two holy mosques, His Royal Highness King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, and was hosted in Jeddah by His Royal Highness Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, 15th and 16th of this month. The president said Saudi Arabia's joining of BRICS would mean a significant change in the countries that form the bloc. He however said this would be discussed during a summit set to take place in South Africa next year. The next BRICS summit is in South Africa. Ramaphosa set a clear agenda of growing economic ties with Saudi Arabia, and the visit afforded him, the BRICS nations are going to be meeting in a summit next year under the chairship of South Africa, and the matter is going to be under consideration. And already a number of countries, listen to this, folks, a number of countries or nations have been making approaches to the other member countries, and we've been given the same answer to say it'll be discussed by the BRICS partners themselves, five of them, and thereafter a decision will be made. Ramaphosa set a clear agenda of growing economic ties with Saudi Arabia, and the visit afforded him an opportunity to advance previous discussions on investment and collaboration in identified priority sectors, notably agriculture, defense, energy, and transport. He applauded the 17 memoranda of understandings as testimony to the real success the two countries are seeking to achieve. And we have some video here of this meeting that took place. So the president of South Africa making significant strides in relations with Saudi Arabia. The president of South Africa said that this provided South Africa with a gateway to the Middle East, and it provided Saudi Arabia with a gateway to Africa. And so this isn't just a throw off meeting or anything.
Doc, the world just changed.
Yes,
and thanks to the Biden administration, is the Biden administration doing this because they're incompetent, or is Joe Biden working for the Chinese? China is a member of BRICS.
Right. Either way, we've pushed Saudi Arabia toward BRICS. I don't even think that was on the table a couple weeks ago. No. If it was, it was way back on the table. But all this stuff with Biden over the past couple weeks.
The Crown Prince just got even with him.
Right. So, okay.
And if there are more nations than Saudi Arabia asking to join BRICS, then by the end of next year, BRICS will no longer be called BRICS.
Yes, it'll be a whole new coalition.
They'll have to give a new name. Once they add 1 to 5, 10 more countries, they can't call it BRICS. It'll have to be something else. But the world is changing rapidly, and the United States is rapidly losing its premier position as the dominant force in the world. And it's because the arrogance and just the stupidity and the arrogance of the ruling class of America. Doc, it's not the American people.
No.
It's the ruling class of America. It's the Joseph Borrells of Europe. It's the ruling class of Europe, the ruling class of America, the ruling class of Great Britain that says, we're a garden and everything else is a jungle. And you're going to do it our way, or we're going to colonize you. We're going to bring you into submission. The world is now saying, no, you're not. So we're done with you.
The jungle is organizing.
The jungle is organizing. And eventually, we will be the jungle. And they will be the garden for the next 500 years, because this is a 500-year cycle.